Everybody, welcome to the Mask Report. With Brian, the guy in his room. I'm here giving you a mask update. I know we got the CDC message that everybody who's vaccinated doesn't have to wear a mask everywhere. Well, I just want to let everybody know that we still got to fight out there, okay? We really still got to fight this. This is a virus. It doesn't just go away because one day you get a vaccine. We have to fight until we die of natural causes. We have to fight this until our last dying breath, okay? Now look at these two back here. I mean, this kind of shows, I mean, look, we're all in this together, and we've been in this, and let's not forget that we've been in this together. Shaking hands, I don't think so. Elbow bumps are in. We all know they're cool, and it's time to not let our guard up. I mean, hey, everybody thinks they can get the vaccine, and everything's hunky-dory. Well, I just wanted to let you guys, you know, hey, we can't forget about the mask. I've been slacking off and I haven't been wearing a mask on this podcast. And I want to just apologize from the bottom of my heart. And I just want to step aside and just take time to reflect and, you know, just do the work that I need to do, because I've really been kind of slacking off, and like, I just want to apologize for my anti-mask image that I've been, you know, so far I haven't even worn a mask on a podcast. This is like extremely reckless of me, and I'm very sorry to like compromise your safety that way. I don't really know how the internet would carry the virus. Like, we don't really know when we think about, I mean, the fact that I'm talking into a microphone, and I mean, yes, I do have a little foam guard on there, but up until now I haven't been masking up like we all need to be doing, and I want to just apologize, okay? I want to say sorry to my family, to my friends, to everyone I know, and kind of, I really just want to spread awareness and show everyone, like, I'm putting on a show of support to everyone out there. The troops, the essential workers, the grocery store employees, the McDonald's, you know, employees that are out there doing all the hard work. I can't even imagine having to work, like, you know, how hard it is to work at a McDonald's or be a cashier at a grocery store. I mean, they're really putting the work in. Like, I haven't been doing it. I just am very sorry that I've been risking your lives. I've been literally risking your lives on these episodes. I mean, I decided to do video for my podcast, and yet there I was with no mask on. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just wanted to go ahead and step up to the podium and just say I'm sorry. Like, I just don't know. I mean, look, I do believe the science, and I don't think anybody that knows me, they know that I support the science, okay? Like, I'm not a guy that's going to question. So, and that's why I really am sorry from the bottom of my heart for not, for putting you at risk. I mean, that's what's going on here. We have to keep in mind that we still, even though we have a vaccine, even though we're, you know, it's so effective that there's like a very, like, almost impossible chance for you to get COVID after you're the vaccine. I just want to go ahead and show support with the mask, and we still do need to mask up.
Mask up, everybody, okay? I don't want you guys to forget, just because I've been putting everyone's lives at risk, and I will
be honest, like, if I you know, like, if I do If I need to go ahead and do some prison time, I will do that. For my reckless, just like, you know, putting so all your lives at risk by not masking up. And I just want to apologize. And I just want to go ahead and remind you that we have to
mask up. Okay? Trust, follow the science.
I don't know, like, exactly how. I mean, look. Right now I'm wearing a mask, which is what I should have been doing. But, you know, and I wasn't wearing a mask before. And let me explain to you that don't really know the science behind this. I just want to go ahead and explain to you that if you're not wearing a mask on a podcast and you're talking right into a mic, I mean, you know, the vapor, the like, you know, particles in the air and whatever, all the like, you know, from you talking, all the germs that goes into the mic, that goes into your computer. And it gets recorded onto the episode. Then it goes out on YouTube or wherever. And then people listen. And then if they have headphones in, okay, they're a lot more at risk because that's like, it goes right into your ear at that point. The germs and the COVID vapors will go into your ears and then go possibly into your brain. And I mean, look, I can only pray that you guys weren't using headphones, because if you were playing it, like, say, on a, I don't know, out loud on your phone, then the COVID, then my, like, vocal, like, my speaking molecules, when they're being played back on your phone out loud, then they're kind of just out in the air and not, like, if it's on, like, a speakerphone or coming out of your phone speaker, you're less likely. I mean, those, like, the COVID vapors aren't going to come out directly into your ears, okay? You know. So, and if you're playing it on a stereo, it'll just go into your room. If you have your phone right next to your ear, okay, that's more dangerous. But I'm just saying, that are some ways to, and I know I'm wearing a mask right now, and that's good. But, I guess there's still a chance, okay? I mean, like, what do we know? Like, what do I know? I don't know. We're still studying the virus, okay? We can't, gotta keep that in mind, that we're still doing the work out there. So, you know, next time you see your friend, give him a little fist pump like these two are doing. You know, and look, they're having a good time. They're wearing the mask. And they're not all sad about it. Everybody's sick of the mask. Well, look, this photo right here, obviously a real photo, a candid photo moment, shows that people can have fun and mask at the same time and be responsible at the same time. Okay, so we're just going to put that message out there. And I wanted to show something else here, just while we're in the mood. This is kind of my update presentation, being COVID responsible. I'm going to call this portion of the podcast our like COVID responsibility, ongoing responsibility, because everybody thinks we're kind of done with the virus, and I just wanted to give them an update and say we can't let our guard down. We can't let our mask down, okay? I know, you know, oh, the vaccines are effective, and okay, you know, we trust the science, we trust the CDC, but I'm not ready to give this mask up, okay? Because, I mean, we don't know, you know? We just don't know if this virus is going to mutate tomorrow. So, like, we don't know, you know? And I just want to remind everybody, look, I mean, we're still figuring out what is this new normal that we're going to deal. What is this new way of doing business? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't anytime soon expect to really go out anywhere. I mean, I have still been getting delivery. I have still been masking up, washing my hands. Like, look, there's still rules you need to follow, okay? Be health conscious. You know, social distancing. We still want to do that. And you don't have to, like, look here. I mean, everybody's kind of sick of, oh, I'm sick of the mask. But it's like, you can have a face shield instead. You know, mix it up a little bit. disinfect, wear a mask, be health conscious. I mean, we want to do all these things. And yeah, that's my little presentation. I wanted to just remind everybody that, like, this isn't over, okay? We're fighting this, okay? Like, this isn't over. We can't just kick back and go to the beach and we don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, what new info is going to come out. So, you know, I mean, hey, we can't take these risks. Like, what's going in your ears every day that you listen to? How many videos and whatever you watch on your phone, are they masking up? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Are they doing their part in this new normal? Okay. Now, if you really want to know more about any info, just let me know. And we'll figure this out together. So thank you guys for just watching this little presentation on, you know, not to still not give up the fight. Let's be COVID conscious. Let's do this. Okay. Yeah, let's do this. Oh my God. Ugh. Sorry, that went on too long. I was getting sick of seeing new normal written down anywhere. I can't even get through that. Look, I'm a satirist. I'm really, you know, I just do bits here and there. I mean, you can't pin me down to one kind of podcast. Like, I'll just do like a COVID fake presentation. I got depressed looking at these stock photos when I was like looking at those earlier. I don't know what to switch it to. I keep thinking, do I want a different like background every single episode? I mean, it's kind of rough out there, folks. Let's move. See the crowd here. Remember, when you're out in the crowd here listening to Guy's Room, just make sure to stay hydrated. Water is only going to cost you about $37 a bottle. But hey, it's supporting the venue, which is, again, I don't know what this is. It's a giant stadium. It must just be a sports stadium, but, you know. Yeah, I am, you know, well, I have to admit, I did that because I'm annoyed that people are still wearing masks after, like, so many people have said we don't need to anymore. If you got the vaccine or whatever. But this weekend I did see a lot more people not wearing them. I mean, it was still probably half and half, like, but it was nice out Saturday, and I did go out to go shopping, you know. I just did my little shopping spree. No, I just, I wanted to get this, like, there's these new kind of Starbucks in the city. Look, there's only a couple in the U.S. so far. It's called Starbucks Reserve. And there's like some parade of cars going by for some reason today. I don't know what's going on. But they had like flags and they were all honking as they went by. And I'm like, it's not July 4th or Memorial Day. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I feel like. I think I might have allergies now. And for some years now, like maybe for like a few, at least like 5 years, when it gets warm out, I start thinking I'm just constantly sick. And this year I was like, I think I just have allergies, like summer allergies. I thought I never had those ever. But I'm just getting sniffly, and I had like, I don't know, my sinuses were clogged or something. I don't really know enough about that. I'm gonna, you know, have to look that up. But, yeah, let me know what's going on with this parade, because, my time is valuable.
Okay. And I want to see cars going by with American flags. It actually triggers me, because the U.S. is very bigoted and has baked supremacy baked into the U.S. Constitution.
Well, they kind of have an argument. I mean, look, the people that wrote the Constitution, like, a lot of them had slaves or whatever. I mean, look, It's just like we can just burn the Constitution because, like, the people were flawed that made it. Like, everyone's flawed. Everyone had slaves at some... No. I don't know. I mean, look, it sucks they had them, but... It's still, like, good that there's a Constitution. I mean... I don't know. Some people are triggered by the American flag now, and I just don't really... I mean... I don't, like, knowing, like, just, oh, but the U.S. had bad stuff happen. It's like, yeah, everything has had bad things. Every person has been an asshole at some point. I mean, what, are we going to get rid of everything? Come on!
Stand back and stand by, everybody.
I didn't really have much planned except for that COVID presentation, but people were like that crazy almost, like early on in this thing, folks, let me tell you something. People were crazy. They didn't know what to do. They thought everybody thought it spread on surfaces, so you have to constantly sanitize surfaces. The subway, I remember here, like, they made an announcement, like, yes, every night we're going to sanitize everything. And I was like, that, how fucking hard is, that would take so long. How would they even sanitize an entire train? Every one of them, all, every night? Like, that's crazy. And then I was like, they're probably lying. How the fuck could they do that? I barely see any employees down there. I just see, there's always, like, the conductor. Then there's, like, I don't know, like, people at the ticket booths. And then there's, yeah, there's people that work on the things, but I don't even hardly see them. You motherfucking bitch. We're sanitizing everything. We're taking bleach. We're repainting every single subway train every night. Every day. But that sucked, though, thinking that it spread on surfaces, because everything I touched, I would be like, gotta sanitize everything. But, yeah, people were kind of crazy. They were like, you know, everybody was like, wait, does it spread through? And nobody knew the answers. People might even think that it would spread through. I mean, not... listening to a podcast. Does it spread through sound waves? Like, if you're listening to a live person live? I wonder if the... Like, I always felt like the place that got hit the hardest was the tourism. Because there's, like, a whole industry of just tourism. You know, people that come to New York and they take them on a bus and they... Or they tell them where's, like, a cool spot or whatever. My ex-roommate actually worked in something like that, so he would have been out of work. I don't know. I mean, it's a, you know, kind of a stupid industry, but people gotta make a living, folks. All right, I think I'm gonna take a break. I'm, like, not funny. I'll come back to this and be good, and maybe I'll be wearing a different shirt, but I probably won't. It might be a different day. It might be a different year. I don't know. Who knows what happens? We do live in a simulation. I know that now, so. Yeah, I might have glasses on. I don't know. This is my first unprotected eyes episode. Contacts are bad because COVID goes right in there. You got your whole eye exposed. Glasses are good. I think I did think that when this first started. Anyway, I'm going to switch the topic. No more COVID. And it'll be good and fucking great.
Okay, and we are back. We're playing live. We are all in this together. As you can see, we're all masking. Everybody's in this together. Okay? Well, just look at this picture in the background. People are masked up. Yeah. just wanted to let you know, the person who's listening right now, OSHA's notified that you need to update your phone. You need to do one of the software updates. If you can go in the settings and click OK to install the update, just go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and pause while you do that, but you do need to update the phone right now. It is paramount. It is essential that you update now. Hackers are listening. Hackers can hack through this audio, and that'll steal your identity. Please update your phone. There's a lot of new malware. Malware is coming. There's a lot of new malware that you need to be aware of. Update now. This is not a drill. And go, while you're at it, you gotta go home and update
Windows as well. Because there's a new Trojan horse out there you gotta update. So if you can go ahead and do that, we must be vigilant.
Against the hackers. The hackers are hacking, and we need to remain vigilant. We're in this together. If there's a way to mass your phone up, I would suggest to do that. Because, we don't know exactly how hackers hack. And we gotta remain vigilant and in this together, because we don't want a backdoor worm to come rooting into your phone and like burrow its way into your nether regions. You know, we really want to just remain vigilant and just, you know, this is the new normal, and this is what we're in this together to do. So I just, you know, look, there's hackers and they're out there.
What if they started using, like, the new normal for every new slogan? Look, this is the new normal. We don't know. But seriously, what's with the hackers hacking into everything lately? I mean, I knew that that was going to happen because that's why everybody, I guess, has to now have a password that's, like I talked about before, that's, like, 50 characters. But every week now, and I don't even check the news as much as I used to, there's a new, like, pipeline hacked. It was like gas hacked. How do you even like would you even you hack into a gas pipeline? I mean, I know it's ran electronically, but like, it's just, it sounds weird to say you hacked into a pipe. You hacked into the gas supply. What's next? You're gonna hack into the clouds? I mean, come on. Like, this is just too much for me. I mean, well, yeah, we gotta get these hackers. I mean, who knows what they're gonna hack into next? Maybe they're gonna hack the weather so it rains all the time. I don't even know, people. Yeah, it's just, what are you gonna do? But like, they've been hacking. It was like the gas, and then it was something else, and then it was like social media. The internet was down, I guess, for like, I don't even know anymore, because I guess, and it, like, I'll see like, oh, the internet was out today on like every server I saw the other day, and I guess, I don't know, when it, maybe it was between hours, I don't. Look, if you're like going to make the internet go out, at least do it at like 5 a.m. or like between the hours of like 4 and 6 a.m. when I'm not awake, because, well, I know people get up early, but like, you're not usually, I don't know, I guess, yeah, people work shifts, and like, I know there's no good hour, but at least do it when I'm not awake, okay? I mean, God, these hackers are gonna be out there. Why don't you guys hack when I'm not looking at the internet? Am I right, people? I mean, come on. Yeah, well, it's like, I was kind of trying a bit about how we're so reliant on technology, like, we won't even know how to do anything anymore. As humans, we just rely on computers for everything. I mean, We got the self-driving cars that they're secretly doing. I haven't heard much about that lately. Because we had bigger problems. We had a flu thing. And, you know, we use computers for gas. We use computers for everything. And eventually, I mean, just, you know, they're hacking into everything. It's like nothing secure enough. I don't know who's making the, like, locks on this stuff, but they need to hire some hackers. I mean, I don't know how people are that smart that they can break into, like, so much security. You would think by now we'd have, like, crazy security, but they're still hacking away out there. If anybody can let me know, like, how to hack, I could use a career in hacking. We want to have one of the good hackers. You know, if I think about hacking, I would think the bad hackers are the best hackers because the good ones probably, it's just not as exciting to be a good hacker. And I got to get this background image out. It's bothering me and depressing me to see people in masks. I have to go back to my regular room. And it's all fucked up. Let me just zoom in on my bust of whoever that is. What? I mean, what are you gonna do? I was just zooming on my pool here. Looks pretty good. I had it spruced up the other day, so, you know, I had my pool guy come over. And it looks like I didn't touch it since the last time I showed it. And that's true. I don't touch this room. I'm using a satellite feed because, like I said, I don't want dust to... I don't even want to be in it because I don't... That'll, like, the air will get messed up. Actually, it would probably... Imagine if you never went in a room for, like, years and years. Wouldn't it just be covered in dust? If no one goes into a room... That's weird how that works. Are we in a simulation, people, or what? I don't know. I should maybe try to look up All right, I just looked it up. Yeah. US Army was hacked by 40 military and civilian hackers in 6 weeks. So I guess they were former military. Jamie, can you look up U.S. Army hacks Army and let me know what's going on there?
Can you do that for me, Jamie? Thanks, Jamie.
Hacked. U.S. Army was hacked. McDonald's hacked in South Korea and Taiwan. We're just getting hacked left and right, people. I can't do this anymore. We've got to fix the hacking problem in the U.S. We're in the world, I guess. Major video game company hacked 3 days ago.
Department of Energy was hacked in May. Hacked construction signs. I just typed in hacked and went to the news. This is fucking crazy. Well, when they say a Facebook page is hacked, I'm like, whatever, who cares? If somebody's social media is hacked, I feel like it's usually somebody they know, but what is happening every single day? I mean, like, it's annoying because you as the, like, user of the whatever's hacked, you have to then, like, what, change everything? The company should... This is that, you know, because we, like, all, like, get these user agreements when you, like, do anything now and you just sort of, like, agree and you don't look at it. You would think in there would be something like, we protect your, if somebody hacks, you are fine somehow. Hacking is the one partisan issue. We have to all get behind. Now I have to look up the definition of partisan to make sure I'm
Oh, wait, nonpartisan would be what I mean. I mean, everything is basically partisan now. Like, I even saw, like, stuff about Biden being embarrassing at this G-something, G6 summit. And it was only from right-wing articles that came up. And it's like, it's just ridiculous. Everything's politicized now. Yep. Everything is political. What else is going on? Well, I think I may have allergies. Like I said before, but I have this neti pot thing, which you use to flush out mucus out of your nose. It's actually fucking disgusting. and it's funny because I heard about that like years ago. And I, you know, this whole, like, my whole life, I didn't think I had any kind of allergies. But years ago, I heard about these people. There was this, like, weird YouTube series years ago on YouTube. Of course, on YouTube. And it was, like, semi, like, actors, like, not big name ones at all, but, like, people that lived in L.A., basically. People that got acting work, and I mean, some of the people were like Michael Ian Black, and then there was like some other people, some comedians, and they would all like do these videos like one after the other. It was called Sad Conversation, I think. And it's funny it would be called that now. People would like want it canceled because they're like, what's sad about being in LA? You're privileged, whatever. And I think they kind of basically just complained that they weren't getting roles and they were, like, going out on auditions all the time. But for me, I was just like, whoa, this is, like, they're, like, actors and they're just, like, talking. And but they, a bunch of them used the neti pot thing and they, like, a couple of them showed them using it. And I was like, what are you, like, what prima donna's doing? And now I looked it up, like, it just came recommended on some article. And they're, like, super cheap. I mean, back then, I thought because they were using it would have been, like, I don't know, $100. It's, like, it was nothing. But you have to keep getting more or something. I don't know if there's a fancier version of it. But I used that earlier, and I think it helped a little, but it doesn't, like, last days or anything. You know, so I just wanted to give you guys a mucus update on my sinuses and my stuff like that.
Pages,
this is a mucus update segment that I do. It's not bad enough. I have heartburn all the time, chronically. Well, you know, a GERD condition. That's a reflux condition. I can't eat a lot of stuff. But I also have to have mucus stuff that I have to flush mucus out. So that's like a turn on I should put in my dating profile. Just show me like flushing it out. And I guess you're supposed to kind of flush out earwax too. And you're not supposed to use Q-tips, but everybody does use that. Either way, it's just completely disgusting. I mean, we like all pretend that we're like attractive or whatever. Everybody, like, just pretends, I guess, we just kind of brush to the side the fact we're all sort of, like, completely disgusting. I mean, the fact that you piss and shit constantly, and you're just, like, walking around, like, all these people that acting like their shit don't stink. Well, guess what? I got something to say about walking around,
your fancy dogs in the city. Like, your shit don't stink. Well, guess what? I smell it every time you walk by with your fancy little dogs. You can sell
someone's, a snobby, like, rich, person if every time I see a little dog. I mean, it doesn't mean they're rich, I guess. But a lot of the ones that look like they want to be, like, an Instagram influencer have something like that. With their little dogs walking around, like,
they're on the joint. Well, says, it ain't the New York I grew up in. I'm not from New York. Looking around like their shits don't stink. Well, guess what? I smell it. I tell people, too. They walk around. If I think they're looking snobby and they are wearing, like, expensive clothes and stuff and they have a little dog, I'll walk up to them and I'll be like, hey, your shit does stink, bitch. And then they mace me or whatever. No, I do. But I do go up and, yes, I do say, hey, your shit does stink. I know you think it doesn't walking around all high and mighty, but I smell it. And, I like it. I'm into that as a fetish. walking around.
That's basically the argument I was making there. But, no, we do kind of. It does make me... Whenever you're just like... it's one thing if you shit I mean, everybody does all that. But then all these things that we excrete, you know, it's everybody's... It is funny kind of when you think about people trying to like... acting like they're super hot or something, taking selfies on Instagram, trying to be like, put filters on and whatever, and then they just go home and diarrhea, you know? It's like one thing that makes you, I mean, when I'm sick, like when you're sick and you're just like throwing up or like diarrhea or whatever all day, you do really feel like you're just like a piece of sewage. Like you're not even a human being anymore. You just feel like you downgraded, like then you don't, aren't even on a, like, I'm not even like on a, I can't even look at people today. Like if you go, you know, sometimes like I'll be kind of sick or, and then if you actually have to go out for anything, you just kind of have that residue of being sick. You almost are like, if they knew what I just did, I don't know if this makes sense, but we all act high and mighty, but guess what? We all shit in the same porcelain bowl.
It's fancy.
I call it a throne. I call it a throne. So I can feel like a king.
Get with the program. We're all taking a shit. It's all going down the same pipe. And then that pipe is
getting hacked. And then what do we do?
That's my question. We really need to figure this out.
Wake up, wake you up, smell the shit going down the pipe, because it's getting hacked. Sewers are going to be hacked soon. And our shit will, like, go, I don't know. It'll be hacked, right? Well, the aliens are here, guys. They kept saying
there's going to be like a Senate report on UFOs this month. We'll see. I'll have to see it to believe it. They've been clamping down on this stuff. We all know it's been an open secret that Roswell happened. And, you know, I mean... would it be crazier, like, the fact that they're saying UFOs, like, we don't know what they are? I don't think people are really caring because they're like, well, all right, I guess they could be whatever then. If they do come out, and I don't think they're going to say anything other than the same thing they've been saying. I don't think they're going to go, these are definitely aliens or anything. But, I mean, what's the point of not doing that? We already went through a virus where I felt like we were, like, not living in reality anymore. I mean, I thought... I just thought everything was about to... I mean, it kind of isn't changing. Like, a lot of people are still wearing masks here, like, but... people are just very... they just seem very neurotic about, like... maybe because, I don't know. Just we're so used to it. But, You know, we already went through all that where people couldn't go out and leave their house forever for like a year. Just tell us now, I guess, like, you know. I mean, it is going to be, the fact that Obama and them said UFOs are definitely unknown and we don't know what they are. Like, Obama said they're not. Well, I don't know if, I guess Obama didn't say we don't know what they are. They, I don't know. That was kind of crazy, but I haven't even read these articles because I'm a little bit freaked out that, the government's saying these are unknowns and, like, we don't know what they are, like, I mean, I guess if they did say all of a sudden, hey, these are aliens. I don't know if people even believe it. You know why? Because I think the COVID thing has people like second guessing everything that the government says now. I mean, the fact that so many people here are still masking and the government literally said if you got a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Like, they like really, I mean, so I just think they're not really going to believe, they're going to kind of go, okay, but I'm still not going to believe it. Like, I don't know, I just feel like the fact that the government has been so contradictory with these COVID guidelines, I mean, I don't even think people really trust the government now. I don't think, I think everybody just stayed and everyone just decided I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to be scared. Which could happen with aliens. But I think that would only be if aliens literally came out and they showed them on camera or something. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to do my, I don't know why I'm talking about aliens. It's just one of the things I've looked up because I'm so sick of the news and, like, I don't know. I just look up whatever isn't the news and whatever isn't political anymore. And that's about it, guys. I don't know why I don't have more to talk about. But. You know, sometimes you just gotta put an episode out there. I don't know. I just didn't. Yeah. This is good for the podcast. This just nothing.